Today's devotion is entitled, Rejoice in the Lord, by Pastor Keith Richard, Emmanuel, Belvedere. Rejoice in the Lord always, Philippians 4:4. I don't always feel like rejoicing. I don't jump for joy when my kids are sick. I don't begin shouting for joy when I'm doing my taxes. I most definitely did not do a joyful jig when I woke up one morning to find my furnace not working correctly. It was 7 degrees outside when I got up. I'm guessing many of you have dealt with trials in life greater than sick kids, taxes, or a faulty furnace. It's tough to rejoice in the days following a chemo treatment. It's difficult to rejoice when your spouse is suffering. It's hard to rejoice when you are approaching Christmas without a loved one for the first time. Sometimes it's impossible to rejoice always. Rejoice in the Lord always. Read those 5 words again. Pay close attention to the 3 words in the middle. The verse does not say rejoice always. We are not called to rejoice in the suffering. We are called to rejoice in the Lord, even in our suffering. There's a huge difference. Our joy level in life may change frequently depending on the circumstances of life. However, our joy in the Lord is not something that comes and goes depending on how the winds of life are blowing. Our crucified and risen Lord is the anchor in the storm that we have been tethered to by way of our baptism. Rejoice in the Lord always.